Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've come up with something called the coffee shop test. Tell me about that.
Well, we feel like we're always managing a certain amount of misinformation regarding the Beef Checkoff. So we have come up with the coffee shop test. When you hear something about the Beef Checkoff on social media, ask yourself, do you believe a group of ranchers drinking coffee around a table would ever support such an effort, program, event, or in any other area in which the Beef Checkoff program funds? So why this test? The fact remains that whether it's on a state level with a state Beef Council Board of Directors or on a national level with the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, beef farmers and ranchers are sitting around a table and making the funding decisions for the Beef Checkoff. So ask yourself, is it reasonable? Because at the end of the day, it is independent beef farmers and ranchers just like you who are volunteering their time to make the best checkoff funding decisions they can to drive and protect beef demand on their behalf and yours.
For the live cattle and feeder cattle futures today were both higher. In some months, we made new contract highs, and that was of course, a welcome sight. The December live cattle, which is the front month, are 109.45, up 67. It looks like there's some 108 cash trade, which was a really good news. We had some 105 and 106 earlier this week. So 108 finished, or at least traded today, really well. February up 70 at 114.47. April's up 62 at 118.45. January feeder cattle were up 10 at 140.95. The March is up 62 at 142.60. That's another high for this move. The previous high was set back in August at 145.30. So that'll become the next resistance level, about $2.50 higher than where we currently are. And then August out there, next summer, August, 150.17, up $1.15, and that was a new high for that contract as well. The cattle on feed estimates have been coming out. We have a report tomorrow after the close. Now, the on feed estimate is about 100% of last year, still a really big number of cattle on feed. Placements around 91% of last year, and then marketed or estimated around 98% last year. Today's slaughter was 116,000 head.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company 2020 Female Classic Sale. 500 head will sell on Saturday, December 19th, starting at 11 a.m. in Stillwater. Bred cows, bred heifers, open heifer prospects, 68 embryos, and over 500 units of semen to sell. These females are the kind that you can build a program around. To view the catalog, go to GriswoldCattle.com. Griswold Cattle Company's 2020 Female Classic Sale, Saturday, December 19th. For questions, call John Griswold at 405-780-3300.
Grain futures were high across the board here today, led by soybeans. January beans closed up 15 cents here, 15 cents higher, about 11.98 and three quarters. We did get above 12 in several contracts, $12. And that was a big move, a big step to break through that resistance level. And it looks like we're going to close above 12 for the most part here. So that's interesting to see that. That opens the door for even additional rallying here as people that have been short this whole time begin to get stopped out. And then new trend following top traders add to their length if they've been long this whole time. That's a huge rally for the beans. The corn also higher here, about 5 cents higher. And off the contract highs, the March went up to 439. Currently, they're at 432. So we're 7 cents off contract highs for corn. And then Chicago wheat and Kansas City wheat both higher. Chicago the stronger of the two, up 8 to 10 cents. And Kansas City up about 7 to 8. And cotton today also really following through buying here with March up 153 at 77.18. Stock market's also higher today here. It looks like they're going to get some sort of stimulus passed. The March Dow Jones is up 115 at 30,191. And crude oil also tagging along on the rally up 59 currently at $48.41.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.